In honor of Military Appreciation Month, Verizon thought of a lot of different ways we could show our appreciation, like rolling out the red carpet, giving you your own personal marching band, or throwing a bumping shindig. At Verizon, we're doing all that in the form of special military offers. That's why, this month only, we're giving military and veteran families a $200 Verizon gift card and a phone on us, with a select trade-in and a new line on select unlimited plans. Think of it as our way of flying a squadron of jets overhead while launching fireworks. Now that's what we call a celebration, because we're proud to serve you. Visit your local Verizon store to learn more. $200 Verizon gift card requires smartphone purchase, $799.99 or more with new line on eligible plan. Gift card sent within 8 weeks after receipt of claim. Phone offer requires $799.99 purchase with new smartphone line on Unlimited Ultimate or Postpaid Unlimited Plus. Minimum plan $80 a month with autopay plus taxes and fees for 36 months. Less $800 trade-in or promo credit applied over 36 months. 0% APR. Trade-in must be from Apple, Google, or Samsung. Trade-in and additional terms apply.
Too many tools, too much stress, and way too many bills.
Odoo replaces it all. One connected platform for every part of your business, so you can work faster, smarter, and for less. Odoo, the only software you'll ever need. Try it free today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
My friends, the pain you're going through right now is not the end of your story. I know it hurts, and I know it's hard, but God is not going to leave you there. He sees what you're going through. He feels your struggle, and He cares deeply about you. He's not blind to your tears, and He's not deaf to your prayers. Sometimes, we feel like our cries are going unheard, like God is far away when we need Him most. But let me tell you this, God is working even when you don't see it. He's moving things around in the background, preparing something greater for you. Look, pain can make us feel weak. It can make us question everything. But this is where God steps in. He's not just watching from the sidelines. He's getting ready to turn that pain into your greatest victory. What you're going through now, God will use it to build you, to strengthen you, and to prepare you for something greater. You might not see it right now, but trust me, a victory is coming, and it will be even sweeter because of the battles you've fought to get there. Think about this. Have you ever noticed how the strongest people are often those who have been through the hardest times? It's not because the pain was easy, but because God carried them through it. And when He carries you, He makes sure that you don't just survive, but you come out on the other side, stronger, wiser, and victorious. Isaiah 40:31 says, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." This verse is a promise, my friend. It tells us that even though we're tired, even though we feel broken, God will renew our strength. He will give us wings like eagles to rise above our struggles. That means your pain is not here to stay. It's temporary. But the victory God has planned for you, that's permanent. You see, sometimes it takes pain to unlock the next chapter in our lives. Pain pushes us. It refines us, and it brings us closer to God. You may be in a season where everything feels dark, but God is about to bring light into your situation. Don't give up now. Don't let the pain make you feel like you're stuck. You are not stuck. You are just on your way to something greater. There's a reason why you're still here today, listening to this message. It's because God is not done with you yet. Your pain has a purpose, and that purpose is victory. Don't think for a second that what you're going through is in vain. God never wastes a tear, and He never wastes pain. He will use it all for your good, even if it doesn't feel like it right now. Romans 8:28 tells us, and we know that, in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to his purpose. Did you hear that? In all things, God is working for your good. That means in your pain, in your heartbreak, in your confusion, God is working. He's not just sitting back. He's active in your life, turning every bit of your struggle into something beautiful. I want you to remember that pain is not your destination. Victory is your destination. Pain is just a part of the process to get there. So don't lose hope. Keep pushing through. Keep pushing through. Keep trusting God, because he's about to turn that pain into a victory so sweet, so powerful, that you'll look back and say, I made it because God was with me. Brothers and sisters, I want to remind you that the pain you're going through doesn't define you. It may feel overwhelming, and it may be shaping your current situation, but it does not control your future. God is in control, and he has already planned a victory on the other side of your pain. Sometimes, when we are in the middle of our struggles, it's hard to see beyond the pain. It's like being caught in a storm where you can't see anything but darkness and feel the weight of every problem pressing on you. But let me tell you something important. The storm is temporary, but God's victory is eternal. What you're facing right now might feel like it will last forever, but the truth is, it won't. God will calm the storm in your life. And when he does, you'll realize that everything you've been through has been preparing you for something greater.
In honor of Military Appreciation Month, Verizon thought of a lot of different ways we could show our appreciation, like rolling out the red carpet, giving you your own personal marching band, or throwing a bumping shindig. At Verizon, we're doing all that in the form of special military offers. That's why, this month only, we're giving military and veteran families a $200 Verizon gift card and a phone on us, with a select trade-in and a new line on select unlimited plans. Think of it as our way of flying a squadron of jets overhead while launching fireworks. Now that's what we call a celebration, because we're proud to serve you. Visit your local Verizon store to learn more. $200 Verizon gift card requires smartphone purchase, $799.99 or more with new line on eligible plan. Gift card sent within 8 weeks after receipt of claim. Phone offer requires $799.99 purchase with new smartphone line on Unlimited Ultimate or Postpaid Unlimited Plus. Minimum plan $80 a month with autopay plus taxes and fees for 36 months. Less $800 trade-in or promo credit applied over 36 months. 0% APR. Trade-in must be from Apple, Google, or Samsung. Trade-in and additional terms apply.
Have you ever noticed how the toughest battles come right before a breakthrough? When you're on the edge of a major victory, that's when things often get the hardest. You may feel like you're at your breaking point. But don't give up now. Don't walk away from the fight just because it feels overwhelming. Your victory is just ahead. The enemy knows it. And that's why the pressure is so strong right now. But God knows it too. And he's saying to you today, hold on a little longer, because I'm about to turn it all around for you. It's like climbing a mountain. The higher you go, the tougher the climb gets. Your legs start to feel weak, your lungs burn, and every step seems harder than the one before. But when you reach the top, when you stand on that mountain and look at the view, you realize that every painful step was worth it. That's what God is preparing for you. Right now, you're in the climb, but soon you'll be standing on top of your victory. And when you look back, you'll see how far you've come, how God was with you, every step of the way. I know that some of you are feeling exhausted. You've been carrying pain for a long time, and maybe you're wondering if it will ever end. But here's what I want you to remember. God, never waste your pain. Every tear, every sleepless night, every moment of doubt, God is using it to shape you and to bring you to a place of victory. He's working on you and for you, even when you don't see it. Psalm 35 says, weeping may last for a night, but joy comes in the morning. What does that mean? It means that your current pain is not going to last forever. It means that there is a morning coming, a time when joy will replace your sorrow. You may be in the night right now, but the morning is on its way. And when it comes, joy will flood your heart, and you'll see the hand of God turning your pain into something beautiful. One thing I want you to understand is that victory doesn't always come in the way we expect. Sometimes, we think the only way God can turn our pain into victory is by removing the pain immediately. But God works in mysterious ways. He might use the very pain you're feeling right now to open a new door in your life, to bring new opportunities, to build your character, or to strengthen your faith. What you think is a setback might actually be a setup for something amazing. In 2 Corinthians 4:17, it says, "For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all." This means that what you're going through now, as hard as it is nothing compared to the glory, the victory, and the blessings that are coming your way. God is using your pain to achieve something far greater than you can see right now. You may feel like the struggle is too much, but I promise you, when you see the outcome, it will outweigh every tear, every hardship, and every moment of doubt. I want you to take a moment and think about this. Every great story has moments of struggle. Every person who has ever achieved something great has faced challenges, pain, and obstacles. But it's not the struggle that defines the story. It's the victory that comes after. And your story, my friends, is not finished. Your victory is coming. The pain you're feeling right now is just one chapter, and the next chapter is where God turns it all around for you. So, what do you do while you wait for your victory? You keep trusting. You keep believing. You keep believing. You keep walking in faith. You may not see the light at the end of the tunnel right now, but it's there, and every step you take brings you closer to it. God is with you every step of the way, guiding you, strengthening you, and preparing you for the moment when He will turn your pain into victory. Now, I want you to think about something very important. Pain has a way of making us feel small, doesn't it? It has a way of making us believe that we're not enough or that we're broken beyond repair. But I'm here to tell you today that your pain does not define your worth. It doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't change the fact that you are precious in God's eyes. God sees you. He loves you, and He's ready to lift you up out of that pain and turn it into something victorious. Sometimes when we're in pain, we feel forgotten. We think, if God really cared about me, why would He let me go through this? It's easy to feel abandoned, like we've been left to fight this battle all on our own. But let me remind you of something. God has not forgotten you. He is right there with you. Even in the darkest moments, He knows the weight you're carrying, and He's ready to help you. Lay it down. He knows the nights you've cried yourself to sleep, and He's collecting every tear. You're not fighting this battle alone. God is fighting it with you. Have you ever noticed that when you're in the middle of your hardest moments, it's when you discover how strong you really are? Or better yet, it's when you discover how strong God is in you. You might feel like you're barely holding on right now. But let me tell you this, God is holding on to you, and His grip on you is much stronger than anything you're facing. Even when you feel like you're about to fall apart, He's holding you together. And that's how you know your pain will be turned into victory. Not because of how strong you are, but because of how strong God is in you. There's a purpose in the pain. I know that's hard to hear when you're right in the middle of it, but it's the truth. God never wastes pain. He's using every bit of it to shape you, to build you, and to prepare you for the victory He's planned for you. Sometimes we go through hard seasons because God is trying to teach us something, or because He's positioning us for a greater blessing. That doesn't mean He causes the pain, but it means he's using it for a greater purpose. When you're in pain, it's easy to focus on the problem. It's easy to focus on what's wrong and what's missing. But I want to challenge you today. Instead of focusing on the pain, focus on the promise. What's the promise? The promise is that God will turn your pain into victory. The promise is that your story doesn't end here. The promise is that God is already working behind the scenes to bring you out of this situation better, stronger, and more blessed than you were before. Remember what it says in Isaiah 61:3, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. This verse is God's promise to you. He will take the ashes of your pain, the things that seem broken and destroyed, and he will turn them into something beautiful. He will replace your mourning with joy and your heaviness with praise. This is his promise, and God always keeps his promises. Sometimes we can't see the victory because we're too focused on the pain. But what if I told you that your pain is actually the starting point for your victory? What if the very thing you're going through right now is the thing that's going to unlock your next blessing? It's hard to see when we're in the middle of it, but God has a way of using the hardest moments in our lives to do his greatest work. Think about this for a moment. Gold has to go through the fire to be purified. Diamonds have to face extreme pressure to shine. And just like that, you are going through the fire. Not to be destroyed, but to be refined. You're under pressure right now. Not to be broken, but to come out shining brighter than ever. It doesn't feel good while it's happening, but when it's all said and done, you'll realize that the pain was necessary for the victory. Now, I know that waiting for the victory can be hard. We want the pain to end now. We want the breakthrough now. But sometimes, God has us wait because he's working on something even bigger than we can imagine. Don't rush the process. Trust God's timing. The pain might be lasting longer than you expected, but that just means the victory is going to be even greater. God is preparing something so big for you that it's worth the wait. And while you're waiting, remember this. God is with you every step of the way. You may feel weak, but he's your strength. You may feel lost, but he's your guide. You may feel like giving up, but he's the one who will carry you through. He hasn't brought you this far to leave you now. He's not done with you. In fact, he's just getting started. In Philippians 4:13, it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That means you can make it through this pain. You can keep going. You can hold on. Not because you have the strength, but because Christ's strength is working in you. When you feel like you've got nothing left, that's when God's power shows up the most. When you're at your weakest, that's when God is at his strongest in your life. My brothers and sisters, I want to focus on something that is often overlooked when we're in pain. It's easy to get caught up in the why. We ask ourselves, why is this happening to me? Why am I going through this? Why hasn't God answered my prayers yet? These are natural questions, but let me tell you, focusing on the why will not give you peace. Instead, we need to start focusing on the what. What is God trying to show me? What is God preparing me for? What is God preparing me for? What can I learn from this? Pain has a purpose. It may not feel like it when you're in the middle of it, but every bit of pain you're feeling has the potential to transform you. God doesn't just allow pain in your life to hurt you. He allows it to strengthen you, to build you, and to prepare you for something greater. God is shaping you for the victory that's coming. He's molding you into the person who will step into the blessing he has prepared for you. Sometimes, the greatest pain comes right before the greatest breakthrough. And when you're in that moment, when it feels like everything is falling apart, I want you to hold on to this truth. God is setting you up for a miracle. The pain is not a punishment. It's preparation. God is getting ready to bring you out of this season, not the same way you entered it, but better, stronger, and more equipped to handle the blessing that's coming your way. I want to tell you something important. You are being stretched. Right now, it feels like you're being pulled in every direction. The pain is stretching you, the difficulties are stretching you, and you feel like you're being pushed to your limit. But you see, when you stretch a muscle, it grows. It becomes stronger. It's the same with your spirit. God is stretching you so that you can grow into the person you need to be for the victory He's planned for you. He's expanding your capacity to receive more of His blessings. Think about it for a moment. When you go through pain, when you face trials, what happens to your faith? It's tested, it's stretched. But as it's stretched, it grows. And as your faith grows, you become stronger. Your pain is not pointless. Your pain is building your faith. God is using this pain to deepen your trust in Him, to strengthen your relationship with Him, and to remind you that no matter how difficult things may seem, He is always with you. Now, I know this stretching process is uncomfortable. It's painful. It feels like it's never going to end. But let me encourage you. The stretching is temporary, but the victory will last forever. The pain will not last forever. The struggle will not last forever. But the strength, the faith, and the blessings that come out of this season will last long after the pain is gone. You're being prepared for something eternal. Something that will outlast the momentary discomfort you're feeling right now. In Romans 8:18, it says, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." What does this mean? It means that the pain you're feeling right now doesn't even come close to the glory that's coming. The victory that God is preparing for you is so much greater than the struggle you're going through. And when that victory comes, you'll look back and realize that it was all worth it. Let me ask you something today. What is God stretching in you right now? Is He stretching your patience? Is He stretching your faith? Is He stretching your ability to trust Him, whatever it is? Know this, God doesn't stretch us to break us. He stretches us to make us. He's making you stronger, more resilient, and more prepared for the next level He's taking you to. You may be asking yourself, but how long do I have to endure this pain? I understand that question, my friend, because we all want the pain to end as quickly as possible. But the timing is in God's hands. And while we may not understand His timing, we can trust that His timing is perfect. You see, God knows exactly how long you need to be in this season. He knows when you'll be ready for the next step. And when the time is right, He will bring you out of this pain and into your victory. Now, let's talk about another important aspect of pain. Perspective. How you see your pain can determine how you experience it. If you see your pain as something that's just happening to you, it will feel unbearable. But if you see your pain as something God is using for your good, it changes everything. Pain is not the end. It's the beginning of your breakthrough. You're not going to stay in this pain forever. God is using it as a stepping stone to elevate you to a higher level of victory. When you're in pain, it's easy to feel like you've been abandoned. But I want to remind you of something very important. God is closest to you when you're in pain. He's not far away. He's not ignoring you. He's right there, walking through the pain with you. In fact, He's carrying you through it. You might not feel it, but God is holding you up. He's giving you the strength to take one more step, to get through one more day. And that's how you know the victory is coming. Because God never leaves His children in the valley. He always brings them to the mountaintop. My dear friends, You have to understand that pain is temporary, but victory is eternal. The pain you're feeling now will pass. The struggles you're facing will fade away, but the victory that God has for you will last forever. The joy that's coming will be greater than any sorrow you've ever felt. The blessings that are on their way will be so abundant that you'll forget the pain you once endured. God is preparing a victory that will overshadow every bit of pain you've experienced. Now, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message that reminds us that you will turn our pain into victory. Even when we don't understand the struggles, even when the burdens feel too heavy, we trust that you are using every moment to prepare us for something greater. You are the God who takes our brokenness and turns it into something beautiful, and for that, we are grateful. Lord, we lift up all those who are in need of restoration. You see the areas in our lives that have been worn down by pain, by disappointment, by loss. We ask that you restore what has been taken, whether it be relationships, opportunities, or hope. Where there is weariness, renew our strength. Where there is confusion, bring clarity. Where there is brokenness, bring healing and restoration. We know that you are the God who restores, who brings us back from the depths and gives us new life. We trust that you are doing that right now. Father, many of us are struggling with financial hardships. Some are burdened by debt, others are anxious about how they will make it through tomorrow. But we declare today that you are our provider. You are Jehovah Jireh, the one who meets every need. Lord, we ask for financial breakthroughs for everyone here today. Open doors of opportunity. Bring unexpected blessings. Provide jobs for those who are searching, promotions for those who are working, and financial stability for those who feel unstable. Let us trust in your provision, knowing that you own everything in this world and that you are more than able to meet our needs. We cast our financial worries into your hands, believing that you will make a way. And Lord, we also come before you for healing, for those who are suffering physically, emotionally, or mentally. We ask for your healing touch. You are the great physician, and there is no sickness, no disease, no pain that is too great for you. Heal our bodies, Lord. Restore our health. Take away the pain, the illness, the discomfort, and bring us to a place of wholeness. For those battling anxiety, depression, or emotional wounds, bring peace and restoration to their hearts and minds. Let your healing flow through every part of us, making us whole in your presence. Father, we surrender all of these things to you. Our pain, our struggles, our worries, we lay them at your feet, knowing that you care for us. We trust that you are working all things for our good. Even when we can't see it, you will turn our pain into victory. You will restore what has been lost. You will provide for our needs, and you will bring healing to our bodies and our souls. We stand on your promises today, Lord, believing in your power, your goodness, and your love. Thank you for hearing our prayers. Thank you for hearing our prayers. Thank you for moving on our behalf. We trust you, and we wait with hope and expectation for the victory you are bringing to our lives. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
In honor of Military Appreciation Month, Verizon thought of a lot of different ways we could show our appreciation, like rolling out the red carpet, giving you your own personal marching band, or throwing a bumping shindig. At Verizon, we're doing all that in the form of special military offers. That's why, this month only, we're giving military and veteran families a $200 Verizon gift card and a phone on us, with a select trade-in and a new line on select unlimited plans. Think of it as our way of flying a squadron of jets overhead while launching fireworks. Now that's what we call a celebration. because we're proud to serve you. Visit your local Verizon store to learn more. $200 Verizon gift card requires smartphone purchase, $799.99 or more with new line on eligible plan. Gift card sent within 8 weeks after receipt of claim. Phone offer requires $799.99 purchase with new smartphone line on Unlimited Ultimate or postpaid Unlimited Plus. Minimum plan $80 a month with autopay plus taxes and fees for 36 months. Less $800 trade-in or promo credit applied over 36 months. 0% APR. Trade-in must be from Apple, Google, or Samsung. Trade-in and additional terms apply.
Spreadsheets, clunky software, 100 different logins just to run your business?
There's a better way. Odoo. One simple, connected platform that handles sales, inventory, accounting, and more. So you can focus on growing, not juggling. Make the switch today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.